Hello.
Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. Okay, this is a research study, not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Okay, and how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade?
7 kids. All of them attend kindergarten to 12th grade.
7, right?
Yes, 7.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
Can you repeat that?
Just for qualification purposes for the survey, what is your age?
31. Yeah, I pumped them out like crazy.
Okay, and how would you describe your gender, sir?
I'm unidentified right now.
Okay.
All right, sir,
and how would you describe your race?
Like a melting pot. I'm Irish, a little Mexican, German, and part Korean.
Okay. All right, sir, and what grades are your children currently in?
Oh, I don't really know all of them, but I would say a couple in first grade, a couple in second grade, and around that third and fourth grade.
But just the ones that live with you, you know, in the household, sir.
Oh, no, all 7 live with me, but their baby mamas come pick them up sometimes.
So one would be first?
Oh, yeah. First, third, fourth. I got triplets in 7th, 9th, and 10th.
Okay, 9th, 10th.
The 10th grade is a pretty good drinker. He likes alcohol, too.
All right, sir, and which of the following may describe the school where your children are involved, you know, this year? Would that be a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, or homeschooling, or another format?
Well, one's a military school. He has behavioral problems, but the rest are in public school.
Okay, so you guys, okay, public school. All right, so you mentioned you had a child in the first grade, right? The following several questions will be about this child's school. First, which of the following may describe, you know, the school where your first grade child is enrolled this year? Would that be a public school but run by school district, a public charter school, a parochial Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschool, or another format?
It's pretty shitty school. It's definitely public school, but it's very crappy. Teachers are just assholes.
All right. When it comes to your first grade child's, you know, progress in reading this school year, would you say are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the reading child's progress in reading?
No, he's definitely good. He knows a lot of stuff by just looking at the words, like Bud Light, Marlboro's, Budweiser. He's pretty good with that stuff, but like some other words he's pretty bad at.
So would you say you are very concerned about it, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very happy with his reading level.
Okay, so not at all concerned, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, to the best of your knowledge, is your first grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group? Yes or no?
Yeah, he's pretty borderline.
Okay. And has your first grade child, a pediatrician ever discussed discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, like read books to him. The guy's really good at it.
Okay.
That's why we got him.
All right, and what kinds of activities or, supports did your first grade child pediatrician recommend it? Would that be reading with your child, reciting nursery rhymes, oral story time, talking with your child, introducing a vocabulary, singing songs, repeating your child's sounds and encouraging them, you know, to repeat yours?
Yeah, that's all good stuff. We do it sometimes, but we like to stick them in front of the TV and let them watch TV. That's how we learn.
Okay, but the ones that are read to you, do you do any of those? Pediatrician recommend any of those?
Yeah, sometimes you read books to them. Definitely recommend that sometimes.
Reading with your child?
Yeah.
Okay. What about reciting nursery rhymes or oral story time?
A lot of that.
Talking with your child. You can select all that applies, or if you have to.
I would say basically all of them.
All of them, okay. Alright. Okay, sir, and now, what information do you use to understand your first grade child progress in reading and writing? Would that be grades, report cards, literacy screeners?
Oh, shit, fell and broke his leg down the stairs. I gotta go.